2024 National English Competition for College Students. Level C Final. Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. First, you said you plan to attend a conference. May I see your official invitation letter?
Of course, I've also attached 2 reference letters from my senior management who can confirm my itinerary.
I see. Your passport has quite a few international stamps in it. You do a lot of business traveling?
I'm out of the country almost half a year. I'm a Chinese antiquities consultant and advisor. Our company has an office in Zurich. Question: Where does the conversation probably take place? Second, for starters, let's talk about the news organization that's going to be interviewing you. Business Watch International, or BWI, is a hard-hitting business news channel. They won't make it too easy for you.
So no softball questions, huh?
Actually, the interviewer will probably start off with a couple of really easy and simple questions. Question: What's the woman in this conversation? Third. Sorry, what's comp time?
The comp is short for compensation. Basically, it means overtime pay.
Yeah, but some companies like ours don't really pay overtime, they give you extra vacation hours instead. If you add up all the vacation time and comp hours I have a lot of time. Question: What will employees get for their overtime work in the woman's company?
Fourth. Hey, Nancy, you've been really quiet these last few days. Is something wrong?
I've been really, really stressed. It's the end of the year and I've got so much stuff to do. I feel I just can't bear it anymore.
Well, stress is a real thing. It's not an imaginary condition.
It's seriously affecting my life. I can't sleep. I don't have much of an appetite and my husband says I've been kind of short-tempered. Other people seem to handle stress okay. Why am I so weak? Question: Why is Nancy so stressed?
Fifth, we really don't get a lot of quiet time these days. My brother recently went to a meditation center where he didn't speak for 3 days. He said, after 3 days, he noticed how much noise there is everywhere. I think being connected to the world 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, isn't healthy. We sometimes need to be alone in order to think.
And you can't think if it's noisy. Question: What are the speakers talking about? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Hi, my name is Jenny. I was wondering if you could help me. This is my first week here, and I'd like to find out about any societies that could be good for me.
Of course. Well, we have literally hundreds of SOCs here. SOC is often what we call societies. What sort of thing are you interested in joining?
I'm really into health and fitness.
Oh, there are a number of SOCs that might suit you. Let's start with the ones closest to where we're standing now. A 12, that's where you'll find the Vegetarian SOC, which is run by Paul, and two rooms along you'll be able to find Peter, who's in charge of the Vegan SOC. So that's in a 14. Peter and Paul are actually brothers. Both of them are really nice.
I don't think either of those SOCs are for me. I like meat too much, I'm afraid.
Maybe the Health Eating SOC then? If you go down the corridor and past the library, you'll come to room C18, where you'll find Catherine, who can fill you in about their events and activities.
Thanks, I may well do that. But you mentioned fitness, that's more like the kind of thing I'm looking for. What about societies for doing some sort of cardiovascular exercise?
All of the main types of exercise are covered here. What exactly are you looking for? Cycling, rowing, swimming?
None of those are really my kind of thing, I am more of a runner.
In that case, definitely head for the gym. Go through the main building. And on your way, you'll probably see the push and pull SOC, but if I were you, I'd steer clear of that. The people in it are all a bit weird. So carry on past them, and you'll find Sarah, who runs the Hot Air SOC.
Sounds intriguing. What do they do, organize races and running events?
They do, yes, and other sports as well, like rowing in the inter-university boat races. That's a lot of fun. The whole university turns out to support them. But if it's only running you want to do, go see the Road Running SOC out in the car park. The person running their stall today is Arthur.
Great. Well, that should keep me busy. Lots of interesting stands to visit.
Yes, there's so much to choose from. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. Today, I have with me Lily Williams. Let me introduce her and what we're going to talk about. She and her husband, some 10 years ago, gave up their careers with established business organizations and set about creating their own business. Hence the title of the book she's written, called Breakout Life Beyond the Corporation. And she says they've been elated by their successes, often driven to tears by near failure, but never have they wanted to return to work in some else's large company. Lily, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Not a single glance back?
Not a single glance backwards. Occasionally a glance sideways, thinking I wish I was over there, but never backwards. No, I don't think either of us has ever wanted to go back to working for employers. I think gradually, as you do your own thing, you actually become more and more arrogant, and I'm not sure we're employable anymore. In fact, in the book I did talk to a fair number of entrepreneurs, a lot of people, and they didn't all succeed. A few of them did fail, and that's obviously sad, but of the ones that have failed, some have actually gone off and started new ventures, so I think it's like a drug actually. I think once you're on it, I'm not sure you can ever get off it.
Now, why did you decide to break out? Because you had comfortable jobs, secure jobs, did you not?
Yes. It's very much a desire just to do your own thing, and perhaps not necessarily fitting in and not particularly liking to be told what to do and always feeling, well, maybe you could do it slightly better yourself, and wanting, just really, independence. And people have very different motives for wanting to break out. For some people it's money, which of course is attractive, and I'm not saying no to the money, but independence was the key thing.
Now, as you presumably sat down 10 years ago and discussed it, I don't know quite how the circumstances arose. What did you? You sat down with your husband and you said, "What are we going to do?" What considerations were there? What were the arguments you had about whether or not to?
It really hinged on whether or not we were going to be happy carrying on doing what we were doing, working for large companies, and if we weren't going to be happy doing that, we should try the other, which was start up a business ourselves. So it was really a question of happiness and being interested and enjoying what we were doing, and once we got that far and decided we were just going to do our own thing, then it came down to real practicalities, you know, how would we find the money, would we be able to survive while we were doing it, would we be able to raise the money, and obviously really really important, what were we going to do, what was the business we were going to start?
And how did that resolve itself, the last question?
The last question resolved itself. I mean, we were looking for a particular sort of business, looking for a business that we had some sort of experience in, because that's very important, I think. If I'm giving advice to other people, it's to try and do something you know about. Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. A new study found that a majority of retired people who experienced virtual reality (VR) said they liked using the technology. The study is part of an effort that aims to find ways older adults, known as seniors, can use VR systems. Earlier research has shown the technology can improve emotional health and reduce loneliness in some individuals. It might also help dementia patients better deal with their condition. The seniors chose from different VR environments offering digital experiences that lasted several minutes. They wore headsets providing a full 360 degrees of sights and sounds to recreate realistic digital environments. A new study suggests that the climate change diet might not be good for polar bears. With Arctic sea ice declining, many polar bears have to go to land for their diets during parts of the summer. A study looking at Hudson Bay polar bears tried to figure out if the creatures can keep their healthy weight levels on such a diet. Researchers found that the majority of the creatures are losing weight, no matter what they do to try to increase it. Some bears find a lot of food berries, eggs, sea birds, and even caribou antlers. But such foods take a lot of effort. The bears use so many calories trying to eat that they end up losing weight and burning more energy than they take in, the study says. A new study suggests Jupiter's icy moon Europa produces much less oxygen than previously thought. The study was based on data collected by the American Space Agency NASA's Juno spacecraft. Juno is an orbiter that has been studying Jupiter since July 2016. The study involved Juno's instruments measuring levels of oxygen and hydrogen molecules coming from Europa's atmosphere. The data showed the icy moon produces about 1,000 tons of oxygen every 24 hours. NASA said that amount would be enough to keep a million humans breathing for a day. There have been a few very powerful ocean storms in the last 10 years. The expectation of more to come has some experts proposing a new category of large hurricanes, Category 6. Studies have shown that the strongest tropical storms are getting more powerful because of climate change. The traditional 5-category Saffir-Simpson scale was created more than 50 years ago. But two scientists suggested in a new study that the scale may not show the true power of the strongest storms. They propose a 6th category for storms with winds faster than 309 kilometers per hour. American higher education experts are concerned that small colleges closed at a high rate in 2023. They say college closures can prevent students from finishing their study programs and take away some of the country's unique education offerings. The website Higher Edited Dive notes 26 American colleges and universities either closed or announced their plans to close in 2023. The colleges that closed were privately funded and mostly small. They were facing a loss of money and a drop in student numbers. Some schools closed completely, while others combined with nearby schools.
Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 6 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Good afternoon, everyone. So today's talk is divided into 2 parts. In the first part, I'm going to try to explain the decision-making process behind choosing what stories to publish in a newspaper. Later, in the second part of my talk, I will explain the process of producing a print newspaper. So first of all, I'd like to consider the question, what is news? It's a question I get asked all the time. Well, to put it in very simple terms, it is anything new. However, that definition is extremely vague and open to interpretation. In other words, it doesn't really help a newspaper editor decide what stories to include. So a better question would be what factors help newspaper editors decide which stories make it into their newspaper? Well, of course, it's a slightly different process for TV news programs because TV editors have to be more selective about what to include. TV news shows are restricted by length and can be as short as 5 minutes. Newspapers don't have these restrictions, but even with print or online newspapers, there are many more stories vying for attention than those that actually appear in the final edition. Returning to the question then, what makes a news story newsworthy? What is it that grabs your attention and makes you want to interact with the story? Basically, it is anything with personal relevance for the reader. This presents us with two more questions. How do we as newspaper editors decide what is relevant and what is not? And what is it that makes a story personally? The answer is that it very much depends on your audience, and a good newspaper editor chooses stories based on their relevance and personal interest to their audience. He or she needs to know what sells their newspaper, because at the end of the day, if our newspapers don't sell well, we don't have a job. A successful editor doesn't just think about their audience, they also need to keep an eye on the competition, and this is the final factor I want to address in this part of my talk. To clarify, the competition is with other newspapers or news channels. If a story is getting a lot of attention and coverage elsewhere, then, as an editor, you need to find a way to include it in your newspaper. So, now to move to the second part of my talk, which is the process of putting together an edition of a print newspaper. The first stage is a continuous process in which journalists are collecting and writing up stories and the marketing people are positioning the advertisements, and this is known as the news gathering stage. As soon as an article is finished, it's passed on to the second stage of the process, editing. Both content and language have to be edited. Facts may need to be checked and changes made to the language to ensure the tone of the piece fits the style of the newspaper and the message the editor wants to convey. There may be a number of different editors, depending on the size of the newspaper, and each editor needs to use a contrasting color to edit so that it's easy to see who has made the changes. For example, sub-editors use red, the chief sub-editor uses blue, and the editor uses green.
Good afternoon, everyone. So today's talk is divided into two parts. In the first part, I'm going to try to explain the decision-making process behind choosing what stories to publish in a newspaper. Later, in the second part of my talk, I will explain the process of producing a print newspaper. So first of all, I'd like to consider the question, what is news? It's a question I get asked all the time. Well, to put it in very simple terms, it is anything new. However, that definition is extremely vague and open to interpretation. In other words, it doesn't really help a newspaper editor decide what stories to include. So a better question would be what factors help newspaper editors decide which stories make it into their newspaper. Well, of course, it's a slightly different process for TV news programs because TV editors have to be more selective about what to include. TV news shows are restricted by length and can be as short as 5 minutes. Newspapers don't have these restrictions, but even with print or online newspapers, there are many more stories vying for attention than those that actually appear in the final edition. Returning to the question then, what makes a news story newsworthy? What is it that grabs your attention and makes you want to interact with the story? Basically, it is anything with personal relevance for the reader. This presents us with two more questions: how do we as newspaper editors decide what is relevant and what is not? And what is it that makes a story personally? The answer is that it very much depends on your audience, and a good newspaper editor chooses stories based on their relevance and personal interest to their audience. He or she needs to know what sells their newspaper, because at the end of the day, if our newspapers don't sell well, we don't have a job. A successful editor doesn't just think about their audience, they also need to keep an eye on the competition, and this is the final factor I want to address in this part of my talk. To clarify, the competition is with other newspapers or news channels. If a story is getting a lot of attention and coverage elsewhere, then, as an editor, you need to find a way to include it in your newspaper. So, now to move to the second part of my talk, which is the process of putting together an edition of a print newspaper. The first stage is a continuous process in which journalists are collecting and writing up stories, and the marketing people are positioning the advertisements, and this is known as the news gathering stage. As soon as an article is finished, it's passed on to the second stage of the process, editing. Both content and language have to be edited. Facts may need to be checked and changes made to the language to ensure the tone of the piece fits the style of the newspaper and the message the editor wants to convey. There may be a number of different editors, depending on the size of the newspaper, and each editor needs to use a contrasting color to edit so that it's easy to see who has made the changes. For example, sub-editors use red, the chief sub-editor uses blue, and the editor uses green. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.